Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
I don't love Tua this week against the Jets, you know, even though they're at home. Hobble, Tyreek Hill, you know, just a tough matchup overall. I like the running backs this week for sure. They're both in my top 10, but I don't love Tua. He's at 17 for me this week.
Look at Tua the last time that the Dolphins played the Jets on Black Friday. He had a really quiet game. He had one touchdown. Granted, it went to Tyreek Hill. We don't know if Tyreek Hill is going to be available. I know it's like, oh, he might be hobbled. He'll probably play, but like we talked about earlier, you know, hopefully for Faraz's sake, he doesn't play. Hopefully for my sake, he does. It's still up in the air. So I don't want to trust Tua at this point because it's already a tough matchup to begin with. And we saw what the Dolphins offense looked like without Tyreek Hill in the lineup last week against the Titans of all teams, which is a good matchup, you know, for any fantasy quarterback and wide receivers. So I'm definitely tempering expectations here. If he's going to be without Tua, you know, they only held, the Jets held Tua to 9 points without Tyreek Hill. You know, Titans did. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up in my notes. The Titans held Tua to 9 points without Tyreek Hill. So you go against the Jets now, who's a much better defense, who did the same thing to Tua a couple weeks ago. You know, I don't like Tua as anything more than a solid QB2 this week. And I think there are better matchups to target here. Like Matthew Stafford, 100% going him over Tua. And yeah. I know it might feel weird, but that's the way I'm looking at that. It gets hairy when you talk about like Tua and CJ Stroud, because we don't know if CJ Stroud's playing, but that was one that I was looking at. They're pretty close to each other in terms of the rankings based on the fact that CJ Stroud might not play. He might also be down his top playmaker. I don't know how much I want to trust CJ Stroud with Noah Brown as wide receiver one and nobody else in that offense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. And if you really need to stream, you know, the same guys, Gardner Minshew, right? Like, yep. I'm not sleeping on Nick Mullins, man, but I don't have the balls to put him in my lineup this week.
Yeah,
he's somebody that I'm interested in, though, right? Because
he's a shot in the dark play.
Yeah, because like the thing with him is that they're benching Dobbs for him, right? This is a very good system. He has the weapons. He's done it before in a good system, right? So like I'm looking at him like somebody that interesting. I picked him up in our league, two quarterback league, because I'm interested. I'm not going to start him this week. I'm probably starting Minshew over him in my two quarterback league, but. We'll see. I have both Dolphins running backs in my top 10 against the Jets. I don't see how you can't have them there. Like the Jets are allowing the second most running back carries against them. So both these guys can eat and the ceilings are there, you know, and the ceilings are just too high for both of these guys, right? Like you don't know which one is going to go off, but one of them most likely will, at least. It was Achane in week 13. It was Mostert in week 14. They both had different roles each of those games, so we'll need another game with them together to really understand how they like to play these two alongside each other. But what is your take? Like, if you had to choose one to play, who would it be?
If I had to choose one, I still think I'm going to lean Raheem Mostert. And I know, and that's not to slight Achane. You know, they're both very close to each other in my rankings as well. You know, I have them as lower-end RB1s, but I still think that they're definitely going to be, you know, getting their work, doing what they need to do. But the reason I go with Mostert is just because he seems to be getting, you know, first crack at everything. Even though it might switch over to Achane at some point, you know, he seems to be getting the first crack when the Dolphins are trying to build a lead. He's the one scoring touchdowns. Achane's the one coming in kind of doing the relief pitching. You know what I'm saying? He's coming in, he's doing the secondary work, and he can get touchdowns that way too because, you know, at that point, you're probably not playing as tough. He's going to be Devon Achane cutting through. But the way that I look at Raheem Mostert, I like his usage just a little bit more. I trust Devon Achane. He can do what he needs to do on 8 or 10 touches in a game. That's fine. You know, especially if he's going to be getting the receiving work. If half of that's receiving work, he's going to be perfectly fine. But I think Raheem Mostert has some more sustainable production. And Devon Achane's been getting it done. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about if you want to combine weekly ceiling and weekly floor, Raheem Mostert gives me more confidence, regardless of the matchup.
Yeah. And that's this week. I feel like every week is going to be different, right? Like this week.
Definitely.
Yes. I agree with you. I'm playing Raheem Mostert if I had to choose between one of them, but like, I can see a situation where we're going into week 15 where we'd rather start Achane. Like, I can see a situation where Achane moves into that 1A role, right, pretty easily. You know, we saw him.
Go ahead, sorry.
You know, you never know. Like, so this past week, it was Mostert getting most of the carries and then Achane getting most of the work in the receiving game. And you know, we'll see how this ends up, because before Achane got hurt a couple weeks ago when he re-injured that knee, right? It was like one of those things where, all right, well, Achane was the guy, right? And also, like, it seems like he was going to end up getting a ton of snaps. He ended up being on the field a ton alongside Raheem Mostert. How would that game have ended? Who knows? But their usage has been very different each of these last two games. It's hard for me to figure out what the trend is going to be. Let's see another game with these two guys and see how things end up, you know, going into week 15. But again, both these guys, their ceilings are extremely high right now.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.